This is a prime example of how I found out about bands. And you can't see it, but if you can watch this video part, you'll see how the music and the editing worked as best as it possibly could. Like, this is to a T, and pre-thought out, like, even from the intro.
This is Dennis Burdick, an employee at Familia Skate Shop in Uptown. He is describing skateboard pro Jamie Thomas's part in the late 90s skate video, Misled Youth, before we crowd around the computer to watch what is known in the skateboard world as one of the classics. Why is Jamie Thomas's part in Misled Youth so powerful? Thomas's part is one of many infamous video parts from skateboarding's past that gets revisited and talked about again and again. The conversation usually starts by mentioning Jamie Thomas's iconic intro while Bob O'Reilly fades in. So, why is music so important to skate videos?
Keeps your attention focused, gets you hyped, makes you appreciate or depreciate a whole video part. Music can also ruin a video part to where if it's a song you don't like or it's not your genre, you're like, oh man, bummer they skated to that, vice versa.
The song someone skates to holds just about as much importance as the tricks themselves. The music in these videos, spanning many genres, has found its place in skate culture through skate videos. So much so that skaters young and old can relate to their era of skateboarding more so through skate videos and referencing professional skateboarders of their time by video parts and the music they skated to. He took the bomb. What about the other side? What does the music in these skate videos mean to the skateboarders in them? Familia Skate Shop owner and longtime pro Steve Nesser says there are some legal issues that can get in the way of the songs that skaters want to skate to.
Sometimes the company will have a list of songs they have the rights to that the skater and the editor have to put the skating to the music to, or someone will just definitely know they want to skate to a certain song and then they'll have to figure out whatever they can do to get the rights, or a lot of people just go for it without permission and then deal with the repercussions after.
If you had a song in mind, do you tend to skate to that song or like try to fit the skateboarding to the song, or is it just kind of get the skating done, get the part filmed, and then see how the song can adapt to the skating?
I'm older, so I've kind of done all of those. But I mean, in a perfect world, you have a song in mind and then you go out and try to create a part that would fit that song with like the vision of clips and tricks that you want to see to that song in whichever video. Jamie Thomas skates to The Who. That was definitely a pre-planned part to a song.
Nesser and his shop are at the center of skate culture in the Twin Cities. To bring Twin Cities skate culture together, Nesser recently hosted the first ever Randoms Night.
Tonight we're at the Terminal Bar in Northeast Minneapolis, and it's the first Randoms Night. It's just basically a night to where people can get together, hang out, reminisce on old videos, check out current videos, and then just listen to random music that you could say would be skate-inspired. From Slayer to Lady Gaga to there was stuff in there I haven't even heard before, ever, so I'm already curious about that, but this is the first one, so we'll see how it goes.
Inside the Terminal Bar, skateboarders slowly arrive throughout the night to sort through the stacks of VHS tapes and DVDs scattered around the projector. All the while, the random playlist booms out of the speakers behind the projector screen. The older and younger generations swap video picks they felt were important for each other to see, and the skateboard community came together to keep skate culture thriving. For Culture Q, I'm Aaron Bolton.